Creeping quietly down the seemingly endless tunnel in the dim illumination from the main passageway above by feeling along the slimy walls with their hands took all the concentration that any of them had. No one wanted to be the one to stumble and make noise that would be heard below. They had doused their torches. At this point in the dark, going ever downward didn't seem to be quite the brightest idea anyone had had. Each step led closer to a battle that none of them wanted to have. Especially not deep in a mine tunnel against trolls. Dirt. That's almost all anyone could smell. The grit of it got between their teeth, and everyone could feel it choking them if they breathed too deeply. And it was dank. Shallow breathing was the only deterrent to feeling as if they had taken in a pail full of wet dirt. Dirty and dank. Oh, and dark. Especially in the dark. Their torches left with the packs in the tunnel above. Zyrena shuddered. The unknown dark brought old memories of the world she had escaped, and new fears of the dark places she had encountered in this world, and she didn't have difficulty breathing shallowly. She held on until the images from the past finished flashing into her consciousness. Those old experiences might help her keep alert to danger, but they were not this dark passageway heading towards the trolls, and she needed to stay focused on what was right in front of her, even if she couldn't see it. She had avoided trolls since that incident in the mountains years ago, and was not looking forward to repeating the experience, even though she was a far better shot with her arrows than she had been when she first arrived. The tunnel went on and on. Just as she was going to call everyone back and try a different tunnel, she could sense the ground underneath level out. The others had gathered in a huddle ahead, whisper. "There's a cave. I can smell trolls," Torjan whispered hoarsely. "Torjan, you go in first and get their attention. Zyrena will follow." Phlebas nodded at her as she joined the group. "I will be right behind Zyrena, and Lucy can follow me." He lit a small spark of light into the palm of his hand with a quickly spoken magic phrase, then paused to look around the ancient faces. "All right?"
"Yep. Okay. Sure."
There was a troll just inside the cave entrance that threw great boulders which wobbled the ground. It swung a massive axe over its head and struck at Torjan over and over, missing by a hair's breadth as he ducked and rolled away from the blows each time. Torjan indeed had its full attention. He led it on a merry chase near the entrance, teasing it even as he did so. "Come on, you big lout." Zyrena peppered it with her arrows as soon as she emerged from the dark tunnel into the dimly lit cave and could see her target. She too danced in a circle following Torjan while he baited the troll. Phlebas stepped just inside the entrance and began reciting a spell while the power of his words manifest as a ball of energy between his outstretched hands. Lucy crouched near Phlebas, chanting the words to spells of healing that were directed to Torjan and Zyrena, wrapping them in a protective continuous healing warmth. Then without warning, Torjan's voice changed from teasing to an order. "Jump!" Not understanding Torjan's order was for her benefit, Zyrena didn't jump and soon found herself frozen in place by a stunning strike the troll managed to land that affected everyone who was in touch with the ground. Afterward, when she unfroze, it took nearly a half a minute for her to regain control over herself again. Her entire body had been rigid while she fought to free herself. When she finally did, she shook her head to clear it before stepping back a few paces, trying to get out of range. She saw both Lucy and Phlebas also regain their own control after being stunned, and they began casting again, as their spells had been interrupted by the stun. "Jump!" Torjan called out again. Zyrena jumped as the troll's blow hit the ground again. This time she did not get stunned, and from that point forward listened carefully for Torjan's voice among the clashing and bashing of axe and hammer. Meanwhile, she continued to pepper the troll with shot after shot of arrows tipped in the poisonous spines. Just as the troll they were fighting seemed to weaken and buckle, another one came into sight. Then there were two more, and the group was fully engaged in new fight, even as the first troll fell. These were all small trolls, thankfully. Zyrena had seen a full-grown one before, and could tell the difference in the troll's strength and size from the full-grown one, even in the gloom in the cave. Regardless of their size, each of these small trolls easily snap any one of their spines in a second if they were caught and were utterly trying to do just that. She saw Torjan take a blow that would have killed her. The troll threw him across the cave and he lay still for a moment while she shouted and got the troll's attention, before Zyrena saw him jump up and run back into the fray. Lucy was fully occupied casting spell after healing spell to keep both Torjan and Zyrena alive during the onslaught. Phlebas had managed casting without interruption long enough between jumps to create a fire ring on the floor of the cave that Torjan led the trolls into time and time again. The fire ring did not affect Torjan at all, but the trolls were not having as much success in the ring. The fire there seemed to melt them, and they dropped like snowmen in a lava pit.
"I didn't know you could do that." Lucy looked over at Phlebas, who was breathing heavy and sweating from his effort. He nodded, but didn't speak.
"More, back here." Zyrena's shouted warning came in time for Phlebas to cast and release yet another burning ring of fire for Torjan and Zyrena to lead the three trolls into, with their teasing dance, arrows, and axe blows. One of these was a full-grown troll. It was twice the size of the others and twice as difficult to kill, but it moved slower, and somehow Zyrena and Torjan managed to stay out of the grasp of the unexpectedly agile smaller trolls and avoid the large one, and far more deadly one. This time, his struggle went on far longer than any of them had thought they could manage to fight, and yet they did not break or come to more harm than Lucy could swiftly dissipate with her healing magic. In the end, there were 5 very dead trolls in the cave, and 4 sweaty and exhausted humans catching their breath.
"Well, that was fun." Torjan looked rejuvenated after their effort, and grinned from ear to ear, still swung his axe just with pleasure of hearing the swish as it arced through the air.
Phlebas sank to the ground, horrified and exhausted by the fighting. His experiences with causing death had been mostly academic in the last decade, and before that, most of the killing had been done by Zyrena, with her bow and arrows. Being directly responsible for the death of another being, even one as dangerous and vile as a troll, took a toll on Phlebas. After checking everyone carefully for injuries and healing the last superficial wounds from the clash, while Zyrena and Torjan were occupied in claiming treasures from the dead troll's vest pocket, Lucy lit her torch and wandered around the edge of the cave, until she discovered a smaller cave tucked behind a rock, screened deep inside the massive cave where they had fought the trolls.
"Hey, I think I found the room John was mentioning in his last testament."
It was a smaller cave indeed, and crammed with all sorts of things for experimentation. Near the entrance was a prison cell, which held only a human skeleton. Throughout the room were several vats of humans suspended in some sort of fluid. No one could make out if they were sleeping or dead. An operating table was in the right, with knives, saws, books, and various potions lay displaying there. Nearing the back, on a large desk with a fancy obsidian-style chair, with its jutting lines and uncomfortable seat, were a stack of journals and papers. Something fluttered by, and Zyrena ducked automatically.
"Bats," she muttered to herself. "Of course there are bats."
Once inside, Zyrena stared back at the entrance to the bigger cave, with her bow drawn. She was convinced they were not safe back into this small area after the fierce battle.
Were there more trolls? Were they coming?
The others could go look through the books and papers to find out what this place was used for. She was going to guard the doorway. Torjan found himself staring at the bones of someone in a prison cell on a cot and the discarded skin of a young green dragon on the floor. He didn't know what it meant, but it gave him a pain in the pit of his stomach that made him want to harm whoever had been experimenting and torturing living beings here in the dark, dank cave. Lucy moved around the room, reading the papers and experiment books, trying to make sense of what was obviously some sort of lab. On a work table, Lucy found and read aloud the record of the latest experiment.
"Oh, listen," she recited.
"The creation of a human dragon. Out of the young dragon hatched from one of the viable northern Drakenfield eggs, procured for the Cabal and Marek Dugan, the human subject."
"What?"
Torjan looked shaken. Lucy continued, "We have failed to produce a dragon with a controllable human mind, and all we manage is a human with a dragon mind. The human dragon, who calls himself Marek Dragon, refuses to follow the simplest instructions and is far too independent of a thinker to become any sort of tool we can use in the southern branch. We have no control over him. The experiment is a failure." Even the Dugan family liches didn't recognize him any longer. When they attacked, he was no help to us at all.
Torjin's skin whitened as he heard what had been done to Merrick. Torjin, who was still examining the dragon skin, spoke. "So, this skin and that skeleton are the leftovers from combining the human and the dragon? Isn't Merrick Dugan the owner's son of the inn upstairs?" After nodding, Flavus took over, reading out of a journal he had picked up while listening to Lucy. "The human retained its dragon memories, and its human ones too. After several experiments, the dragon human continues to insist on being called Merrick Dragon. He has no memory of how he came to be. The matter is out of our hands now, as he escaped months ago. The Dugan family liches rose up and attacked him shortly after the experiments on Merrick began, and he fled into confusion." Phlebas thoughtfully added, "The Dugan family liches apparently took exception to their family member Merrick Dugan being used in an experiment. I'm betting that's why they rose up from the crypt in the first place." Lucy took over with another entry. "Listen to this. Yesterday, while we were in the room of magical casting trying to revive that old dragon leg bone we took from the Jade Valley graveyard into an undead version of itself, we were attacked again. Viciously." She quoted, "The liches attacked without warning, disrupting our magical spell today, and they took over the room of conjuring. We were forced back here to the room of experimentation. We have hired trolls to guard the outer cave and to protect our work from these liches attacking her again, as we were barely able to survive their first attack. The trolls don't seem to care who they kill, and it has been a struggle even to get in and out of our own room here." Phlebas read, "However, while displacing us from the room of casting, they have stolen the tome of magic we were using, and we go to retrieve it from the lich stronghold in our room of casting. We need that book to complete our work and do not want Nestor to know we've lost control here." "And now liches have the book?" Cyrena summed up, not having taken her eyes off the entrance to the room they were exploring. Lucy was still reading and started to summarize what she was finding. "There is another notation here from a red-branched mage that says liches have attacked and stolen the tome containing the secret obsidian magic spells they had been using. Another dragon had been summoned to try to link with another volunteer human, but the link broke when the liches burst in and killed everyone and took over the room of casting where the magic book lay beside the dragon bone." She looked up at Cyrena. "Do you think that's the dragon we faced at the graveyard last night?" "Considering the timing, I'd say yes." Cyrena still didn't look away from the door. It was as if she didn't trust the trolls that they had defeated to stay dead. "I want to know where that room of casting is located." "As do I," Phlebas agreed as he scanned the journals on the desk for more information. Lucy went on from her readings. "There were few survivors from the lich attack. Those of us left are desperate to recover the tome, because the spell to summon a dragon from bone of a dead one had been successful. The dragon bone had been forming, and its completion only thwarted by yesterday's attack of angry liches, and theft of the magic tome containing the spell. We're determined to recover the tome, and I write just before we leave to get it, and our room of casting, back from them. There are no directions to location of the lich stronghold, except to say, further into the tunnels, which doesn't help us much," Phlebas muttered. "We've got to recover that spellbook before the Southern Red Branch take it back from the liches." Lucy was firm, and she was determined. In her eyes, enough innocent living beings had been lost to these experiments. Cyrena nodded. So did Chordrin and Phlebas. Lucy continued to collect samples of mushrooms she had found growing near the dark edges of the small cave. Phlebas took some time to review everything they had learned, so that everything was clear in his mind before he spoke again. "So, as far as I understand, the Dugan ancestors, now liches themselves, seem to have risen when Merrick Dugan, their direct descendant, was experimented upon a few months ago. And that's when they killed all the visitors to the mine, as well as attacking these mages from the Southern Red Branch." "Yes, that's right," Cyrena nodded. "The liches attacked everyone, even Merrick, after he was changed because they no longer recognized him as their own blood." "Then," Phlebas took up the thread of events again, "liches attacked again and interrupted a magic casting and stole the magic book that the Southern Red Branch mages had been using to recreate obsidian spells, as well as claiming the room referred to as the Room of Casting." Torjin spoke then. "The liches were protecting their family the only way they knew how. by keeping the Tome of Magic from anyone. They're not likely to hand it over to us either.
How did the trolls get here? Phlebas didn't want to ask, but he needed to know.
Lucy added, after straightening up from her labors, I read a scroll over there that discussed that. These trolls were brought to the cave by the elven mages themselves, from some other stronghold of theirs. It wasn't named. They were brought to guard the entrance to the experiment room after the first lich attacked some months previous.
It all seemed to make sense to Phlebas now, but he was still unclear why anyone had turned to stone. There was a far deeper mystery here than he suspected, but was beginning to understand that the magic book was central to all the horror. Who is Nestor? Torjan brought up a point the others had nearly overlooked. Lucia and Cyrena both shrugged.
I don't know yet, Torjan, but the Southern Red Branch mages need to be chased away from Jade Valley, regardless of who they report to. I'm betting whatever is affecting the animals and people in this valley is directly related to them being here. He repeated, we're going to have to take the book from them and take back these tunnels and rooms for the Dugan family. Phlebas was grim, but decided.
Let's go. Torjan seemed eager to leave the room. He was still staring at the dragon skin and skeleton of Merica Dugan, and didn't seem to be able to shake the horror from his eyes. He could not fight this kind of evil, and he felt helpless in the face of what had happened here. There was nothing he could do to change anything, and he was not used to the feelings of helpless bystander in any situation. It shook him to the core of his beliefs. It sounds like the mages are still ahead of us. If they have indeed left to reclaim the rune casting, so beware. We might come upon the mages in the tunnel, or worse, liches, Cyrena continued. And we don't know where the lich holdout is, but it has to be down these tunnels somewhere.
Remember that map on the bulletin board when we first arrived down here in the mines? Phlebas reminded them. There was a chamber discovered that was marked along that main passage we had been in before coming down here. It's to the left, near the end, that we have not yet come to. Maybe we can start there? Everyone was in agreement. With that, Torjan led the tired group back up through the long, dark, dank tunnel to the main corridor, far above this horror, turning to the left when he reached the passage.